As the first year of the 27th Alaska State Legislature draws near, the 90-day session approved by voters in 2006 is in danger of being modified by the politicians it was intended for. Prior to the 2008 session, legislators had 120 days to complete the people's business. Now, Senate President Gary Stevens of Kodiak said he would introduce legislation to modify the session length during at least one of the 2 years a legislature is comprised of.
But it has been a bit of a problem. I've sat on a resources committee. We've had to tell people who've come to testify, you've got 1 minute to testify. That's all you've got, because we're near the end of 90 days and we have to move. So it's not really been fair. I think folks have not had a chance to have input into the legislature with 90 days. I'd like to see us consider, hopefully the public would not be too upset about this, because we've tried our best to work with 90 days. I'd like to see us have 90 days the first year and then go back to 120 days on the second year.
He says that would allow the legislators to deal with the backlog of bills that would otherwise expire if not addressed in the second year of the two-year legislature. Former Fairbanks Representative Jay Ramris was a supporter of the 90-day session when he was in the state house. He would not say what he thought of Stevens' alternating year idea, but thinks the debate over any change will be lively.
It was introduced 24 times in 15 years to shorten the legislative session by statute, and it will be an interesting process to watch over a two-year legislative session. And there will be champions of more time, and there will be those that bemoan that more time is not necessary. And that's what the state legislature is good for, is for a rousing discussion.
Voters approved the initiative in November 2006 by a margin of 3,843 votes, or just 1.6%. The 90-day limit went into effect with the start of the 2008 legislative session. While the legislature is required to abide by voter initiatives, they may change them after a two-year waiting period. Several legislators earlier this year floated the idea of shortening the session. So far, Stevens says reaction from his colleagues has been positive.
I think everyone realizes that we've really been under the gun to try to get through everything in that second year, and that's one solution. Now, of course, realizing that the Constitution still allows us 120 days, so if we have to go over, we do. And I think this last year we went over by about 20 minutes, and that's constitutionally quite legal.
The new legislative session for 90 days kicks off on Tuesday, January 18th.